Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Congressional Republicans say they're optimistic that they can strike a bipartisan compromise on the next coronavirus relief bill. A group of Republican senators met with President Biden on Monday to discuss their counteroffer to the administration's nearly $2 trillion plan. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says there's no reason why the two sides can't come together to reach an agreement on the next relief bill.
I think it was an excellent meeting, and we're very appreciative that as his first official meeting in the Oval Office, the president chose to spend so much time with us in a frank and very useful discussion.
Republicans have countered Biden's nearly $2 trillion relief plan with a roughly $600 billion proposal. It includes another round of direct payments, extra weekly unemployment benefits, but no mention of additional aid for state and local governments, a major Democratic demand. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The Chicago Public School District and its teachers remain in a heated standoff over when it'll be safe to reopen classrooms following closings due to the pandemic. Parents caught in the middle of the controversy say their children are paying the price. From member station WBEZ, Adriana Cordona McGeegod reports that Chicago's schools were set to reopen for 65,000 students on Monday.
Chicago Public Schools delayed its planned reopening after it failed to reach an agreement with its teachers' union. The threat of a teacher strike looms as negotiations continue. Some parents are desperate for their children to return and put an end to the isolation of remote learning. Other parents say they don't trust the district can safely reopen.
Adriana Cordona McGeegod reporting from Chicago. Heavy snow is still falling across much of the nation's northeast. The storm has snarled transportation routes and shut down major airports, as NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Officials in New York City declared a state of emergency, urging people to get home early and prepare to hunker down for a couple days. Governor Andrew Cuomo also warned of coastal flooding and possible power outages. Cuomo acknowledged the storm has disrupted New York's effort to vaccinate tens of thousands of people each day.
They're going to be postponed. I know how hard it is to get an appointment. I know people will say, I had an appointment finally. Is it really going to get rescheduled? It's really going to get rescheduled in any state-run facility.
Neighboring New Jersey has also declared a state of emergency because of the storm and opened warming shelters. According to the National Weather Service, the heaviest snowfall is forecast for Tuesday, along with high winds. Brian Mann, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher following Monday's gains on Wall Street. Asian stock markets are also in positive territory. This is NPR. U.S. Army officials say 9 of 11 Fort Bliss soldiers who became sick during a field training exercise have been released from a hospital in El Paso, Texas. The soldiers drank a component commonly found in antifreeze. Officials in the Army say the soldiers thought they were drinking alcohol. Two remain hospitalized, including one who is in intensive care. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States should join Britain in opening its doors to refugees fleeing political repression in Hong Kong. NPR's John Ruwich has more.
Blinken made the remark in an interview with Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC. He said Beijing has acted egregiously to undermine the commitments it made when Britain returned Hong Kong to China in 1997. The U.S., he says, should do something to give haven to victims of repression in Hong Kong. Last summer, the Chinese government imposed a new national security law on Hong Kong following months of anti-government protests. Critics say it's designed to silence dissent. Britain responded by opening a path for hundreds of thousands of residents of its former colony to emigrate to the UK and launched a new visa scheme on Sunday. Beijing has reacted angrily to criticism of its handling of Hong Kong affairs, which it calls an internal matter. John Ruwich, NPR News.
South Africa's environmental ministry is reporting a 33% decline in rhino killings last year. Authorities there say nearly 400 rhinos were poached for their horns in 2020, compared to nearly 600 in 2019. They cite pandemic restrictions and improved cooperation with other African nations. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.